Time for another PFW issue of the day, and it's time to hand out the PFW year-end awards for the Patriots with Andy Hart and Paul Perillo. Let's start with most valuable player.
I'm going to take some ribbing from fans because they know where I'll go immediate with this. Rob Gronkowski. I think he showed it throughout the year.
Didn't see that coming, Bob.
Got off to a great start statistically, then got a little worn down, had the knee issue and things of that nature. But then when the season was on the line a few times, you know, you're in New York and you're not playing well, boom, to get to overtime, where do you go? You go to Gronk. In the postseason, where do you go when you're in Denver and the season's on the line? You go to Gronk, and had they gone to him one more time, they might have still been playing a week later, 2 weeks later. But Rob Gronkowski had a great season where he was relatively healthy, put up the huge numbers yet again, double-digit touchdowns yet again. The offense is Gronk.
Paul, Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Malcolm Butler. This was a really tough one. I know that Andy doesn't think the offensive one was tough, the MVP was tough, but to me, it was Jamie Collins, Malcolm Butler. And Collins missed some time, and I was just blown away by the second half of the season that Butler put together. To step into those shoes that Darrelle Revis left behind was not an easy task. A guy who didn't play a tremendous amount as a rookie, had all of that adulation from the unbelievable play that he makes to win the Super Bowl. And I thought he handled it as well as you could possibly do. For a young guy with so little experience, took on the challenge most weeks of taking on the number one receiver from the opponent. And very, very infrequently did he look overmatched. And even when he got beat, he never really looked overmatched. And I really look back at that, the matchup with the Giants. And Odell Beckham Jr. gave up some plays, made some plays. Those two guys went at it. At the end of the game, you know, you didn't see the Josh Norman Beckham thing there. With, I thought there was a lot of respect. A lot of respect for what Butler turned in. Defensive Player of the Year, no doubt in my mind.
Andy, Rookie of the Year.
I think you have to go Malcolm Brown. I think he's the obvious choice. Stepped into, again, big shoes. No bigger shoes than Vince Wilfork, a franchise legend, that nose tackle. We were wondering what the defense would be without him. And by the middle of the season, he had some help, but by the middle of the season, that run defense was one of the most consistent aspects of this team. He went out, he played every week, he stayed healthy. He said it was easy because he was having fun and just, you know, learning the NFL. I loved his attitude, I loved his production, and I think you replaced Vince Wilfork about as well as you could have. It was sort of like when Steven Gostkowski took over for Adam Vinatieri. That's not easy when it's a franchise legend, and I thought Brown did it as a professional in year one.
And Paul, how about the Assistant Coach of the Year?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Brendan Daly, the defensive line coach. I thought there was a lot of pressure on the defense in general. Matt Patricia, I thought, did a great job of handling the transition, but I thought the front was the strength all year long. I thought they did a great job stopping the run. Andy mentioned, you know, Vince Wilfork left. You had to plug in, you know, a rookie in Malcolm Brown. You plug in a guy that you trade for in Akeem Hicks. I thought there was really no drop-off at all. The run defense, I thought, was pretty solid most weeks. And they got after the passer, too. There was, I think, a little bit more depth up there than they've had in recent years. I thought they did a nice job rotating players inside, outside. And that front, to me, was the key to everything that they did in the secondary. And I'm not taking away, like I said, with Malcolm Butler and those guys, but I thought the front seven was really the dominant part. I give Brendan Daly a lot of the credit for that.
I'd agree with that because I think he got a lot out of young players and old alike. Yes. Alan Branch being a prime example of a veteran, and you mentioned Malcolm Brown as the rookie of the year, Andy. How about Dominique Easley and the progress we saw before his injury as well for the Patriots? So I'd agree with that, although a close second, in my view, to Josh Boyer, the secondary coach, cornerback coach, in part because of the development of Malcolm Butler. For Paul Perillo and Andy Hart, I'm Bob Soucy.